G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot, the start of a new week. I wonder what you think is the most famous verse in the Bible. I think it's probably this one. I wonder if you have heard or read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that simply amazing? Love. God is love. Every exhibition of love, every demonstration of love, even by those who deny his existence, is an example of God's love. God's love is also seen in all tenses, past, present, and future. Past, God has loved you. Present, God is loving you. Future, God will love you. Amazing. Wow. Moreover, God's love in the Bible is seen as unfailing, everlasting, intimate, personal, sacrificial, unbreakable, all-conquering, great, immeasurable, and all-knowing. This is seen supremely in the cross of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world on that cross, it was supreme love overcoming all that is not love. Even when great acts of evil are committed in the world, love is still around. Love continues despite such acts. But how are we to respond to this love of God? The Apostle John in 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." Further on, in 1 John 4, verse 15 to 16, John writes, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." Our motivation as Christians is to love and to be love. This is a love which is sacrificial and selfless. It's a tough love which is of service to other people. Loving and serving others sacrificially are the primary ways of showing that you love God. Oh, it's easy to love your friends, but Jesus commanded that all those who follow him would also love their enemies. Now, that can be very radical and it can be difficult. And we see constantly in the media, on our television screens and radio and in the press and everywhere, that regards our enemies, we are to be confrontational or at best to just ignore them. No. Jesus commanded that we love them, our enemies. But how is it possible to love our enemies? It can only be with the help of God and his abundant grace towards us. We depend on the Holy Spirit who lives inside all those who claim to be Christians to empower and guide us. To only love those who love you is what is expected by people everywhere as normal behavior. But as a Christian, if you are one, you are to do more. You are to be seen to love more than other people. You don't have to actually like them as friends, but you do have to love them as fellow human beings. Go. Go into this week being prepared to show your love of Jesus Christ and your love of others. Remain close to Jesus Christ and serve other people generously with abundant grace-filled love. That grace-filled love which was shown to you by God. By loving and serving others, you can become God's arms and legs in a physical world. Give people a smile. If you're happy, let your face show it to other people. Help that work colleague. Help that unemployed person to find work. Open that door for that old lady or that old man. One of the greatest limitations that we face in loving and serving other people is a severe lack of imagination. So ask God to expand your imagination to love and serve, as well as asking for the opportunities to do them. Loving and serving are hallmarks of an authentic Christian life. Love continues even amidst chaos and turmoil all around. Go and be part of the continuance of love. Now let's have a quick prayer. Father, we thank you that you are love. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you demonstrated great love by going to the cross and showing your love for the world by dying on that cross. Holy Spirit, inflame our imagination and cause us to desire to show love to others, even others who we think don't deserve it. As we go into this week, O God, remind us to love you wholeheartedly and to love others sacrificially. For we ask this, O Father of love, in the name of the Son of love, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit of love. Amen.